Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And intro.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Gaddis, actually.
Jettis.
Gaddis.
Jettis, Jettis, Jettis.
Fuck you. And we're back. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This podcast is also 2 days late, so how about that? Cash me outside, how about that? yeah, 2 days late. What are you going to do? It's the holidays, mate. You know what I mean? The last one was late. It's knocked the other one forward. What the fuck? What are you going to do? You know what I mean? It's real life. Things happen. The 12th, you know? Couldn't possibly record audio on the 12th. You know what I'm saying? But it is reassuring to have a late podcast and sort of realize, you know, maybe the people who, I don't know if rely on it is a good word, but they expect it, you know what I mean? It's part of their weekly routine. They go, da 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 da, I do this on a Tuesday. Colin does a podcast, maybe, you know, and that kills an hour on a fucking Tuesday afternoon when I'm in work. And it's good to figure out, or sort of just see how many people do you actually listen on a regular basis who are fairly unforgiving if you don't do a podcast, you know what I mean? They're like, where the fuck is this podcast? What could you be doing with your life, you useless fat piece of shit, that you're not free at all times to fucking choke to death on a podcast because you've been drinking for 3 days? I mean, what? Jesus Christ. But yeah, it is good to know. It's also reassuring to know that, you know, I get fucking 10, oh my god, that's annoying, 10 sample hats made saying that I'm going to start a brand called General, and every cunt under the sun has contacted me like, mate, where do I get a hat, how do I buy these hats, a lot of like, oh, I live in America, can you send me this hat for free? And you're like, what? No. But there's been a fucking ton people requesting about the hats, and they're only hats, you know. Eventually there's going to be T-shirts I actually might use today to sort of design some logos, get back into the old design head, you know, put the old fucking degree to use, you know, actual degree in design. Why don't you make some T-shirts, you fucking mess? And by the way, I'm only going to do it for fat dudes, you know what I'm saying? See if someone's like, where's the small T-shirts? I'm a male, can I have a small T-shirt? I'm going to be like, nah, it's not for you. It's not for you, sir, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you to be all, oh, I gotta put my wee. Here's what I'm doing, skinny shaming. How about that? Which would be a brilliant name for like a Prodigy song. Skinny shaming, right? I'm the skinny shaming. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, skinny shaming. Just being like, do you know what? See if you don't have a fucking like 46 inch chest plus. Eat a fucking sandwich, bitch. How about that? Oh, you only do T-shirts for big lads? Yeah, fucking right, I do. You know what they're called? Grown men. Huh? You fucking baby. Oh, what are you? Oh, I'm skinny. Whatever. Eat a fucking sandwich. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm bulking. I bought some protein. You don't bulk on protein, you fucking loser. Go on the old Gettys diet of... Here's the... See when people are like, you know, what sort of... How many meals a day should you eat when you're bulking? And I'm like, you can count them. You know, that's my reaction. Oh, you put a number on? You can put a number on the meals you've had? You fucking loser. What are you, shredding? Is it shredding season? You know, if you can put a number on my meals you've had? I'll be like, this is my meal that I'm eating while I cook breakfast. Then I have breakfast. Then I have, obviously I have dessert with breakfast. You know? And then you're like, that's done. Let me do a small piece of work before I think about brunch. Which, you know, I'll have a couple of snacks while I'm making the brunch. You know what I mean? It's just a constant flow. It's unbelievable. It's brilliant. This podcast is sponsored by coffee today, because I'm on my third day of boozing, so let's fucking party. Let me plug some shit real quick, okay? Let me plug it. I don't know whether I've remembered to do it the last couple of weeks, but Beer 52 sponsor this podcast. You know the crack. Do you want craft beer delivered to your fucking door? Sign up. Use the code BANTER10. You get a tenner off your first box. It's the Netflix of beer. They just send it to your fucking house. That's it. You know? Think how much you would spend on a night out drinking. Think how much you would buy a fucking carry out for. You know, just a wee subscription. Boink. You get a box of fucking strange beer to your house and you're like, oh, this is amazing. Drink it. 9%. Dicked. You know what I'm saying? Full dicked. Lavery's Comedy Club is back on the 19th. I'm going to have to book that. I have a fair idea of who's going to be on. You're going to like it. And also, here's a wee shout out to anyone in Newcastle. One of the first places I ever was dragged on stage by somebody, which was I'll never forgive them for, in the Anchor Bar. I'm going back there as just for the crack, you know what I mean? I might go vlog it, you know, hang about in Newcastle, get some fish and chips, fucking all that shit. That's on the 22nd. I don't know whether it's ticketed or not. I've had quite a lot of messages about that, and I know the room only holds fucking about 13 people, so, you know, be sharp about that, guys. If you're in Newcastle and you're going to come to a show, make sure they're early if they're not doing tickets, or make sure you get a fucking ticket, because I've been in it, you know what I mean? My garage is bigger, so that's all I'm saying. I haven't, sorry, once again, this is late. So what can you do? Let's go back in the week to get some general banter. Here's what happened after we recorded the last podcast. Finally got it out last Tuesday because we're back from last Thursday rather because we're back from England. And here's what happened. We fucking were leaving the house. Like we have this thing where because Maureen does makeup and she also enjoys having a lot of shit with her, and I also do, you know, video production, so I'll need to take so much shit with me, and she needs to take so much shit, like big fucking kit bags and chairs, and I have to take, which is the argument that I keep going, like, let's get an estate car, and she's like, you literally can't park an estate car in a town, you know, when you're going up for Lavery's and all, and I'm like, who gives a shit, swag as fuck, and then moments like this, she was like, do you know what we could do with right now, an estate car, and I'm like, exactly, okay, let's get an estate, so, we're getting in a fucking car, right? Packing all the shit. And I just, bring the camera out. The camera's on the tripod, which is a fucking terrible idea. But one of the legs is in a little bit further than the others on the tripod. And it just tips over. And I watched it fall. And it didn't even hit the fucking lens. It just hit the side of the cage. There's a little cage around the camera. And I pick the thing up, click it on. Oh, doesn't work. Broke it. But it didn't. There was no direct impact. What happened was, because I refuse to buy, you know, in any way decent camera. I have a Lumix G7, which is very middle of the road. It's about £550 or £600. Comes with like a wee kit lens, but you could get an adapter to make it into a wide angle. So that's what I did. So you have a shitty plastic lens with a big heavy fucking piece of glass on the end. So as it hit on its side, the glass, the weight from the glass just cracked the fucking lens off at the base. So that was broke. And I'm not a bit, you know what I mean? I make a lot of videos, but I'm not one of these guys who's all fucking blah, blah. What have you got, man? The 10-18 and the fucking Sigma lens and blah, blah, and the fucking 1.8 fucking suck my dick. I'm not one of those guys. I just make stupid videos, you know? I don't need to get into the world of, you know, here's all my fancy cameras, and as soon as the latest shit comes out, oh, I've got that, and all blah, blah, look at this camera, it's fucking £3,500 before you buy a fucking lens for it. I don't play that shit. I'm a fan of people like Jack White, where it's like, is he lethal? Yeah. What's he got? An old plastic piece of shit guitar. And you're like, see, it's not really the kit that's making these videos, is it? Or in his case, songs. So, I broke the camera, so I have no other lenses for this fucking thing, because it's, let's get technical about it, Micro Four Thirds, guys, right? Little tiny shitty lens. So what happened was, we were going up to stay at my dad's, because Maureen had a fucking wedding in Dundonald, who are friends of my sister's. Shout out to Rebecca there, congrats, getting married. So I was like, right, we only have one car with us, I'm going to have to fucking take you to this wedding in Dundonald, then I'm going to have to go into town and wait for Jessup's to open, because I am under the fucking knife here, under the gun, under the hammer, what is the phrase? Basically, I was being chased up by Boost, who I'm making like 6 videos for, and they're like, Colin, could you maybe make the videos, because Boost are going to put these out one per week, and I was like, oh right, okay, yeah, they have a scheduled video to go up today, and I was like, okay, why don't you go ahead and tell me what Boost's fucking, you know, schedule is, so that I'm not, you know, fucking about in England drinking pints of bitter, you know? Tell me what their fucking thing is and I'll make the videos. I didn't know that. You were just like, yeah, just make videos. We're going to release them one a week. So I have 5 of them away and have 1 video that I need to shoot where I need an office space. Hopefully I'm going to shoot that with Begley. So that's where I am right now. So I needed to shoot that day. Now, she had to be at this fucking wedding she had to be there for 7, I think. Yeah. So we had to leave my dad's at about fucking 6:15, which means we're up at like fucking 5. So I had to leave her over and then go into Belfast and just wait. Like, first of all, see if you're a freelance person or you work for yourself or, you know, you're a creative person, whatever. You don't work a regular, gotta get up, gotta go to Belfast, gotta go in my office work job. And you're ever going through a few rough times and you're like, fuck, I'm skint or this is tough or I'm stressed out or I don't have enough time. Be in Belfast between 7:30 and 9 in the morning and just sit in a coffee shop and just watch the fucking drones of death go to work. You know, and, there's part of me wishes I was like that, but from a young age I've had, just a lot of trouble with people telling me what to do. Never could really take jobs seriously where they're like, they're like, oh, you know the fucking da-da-da and that wasn't done before 6 o'clock yesterday, and you're like, yeah, it doesn't matter, but though, does it ever? So, you know, it's not like you had a grand opening that the shop just opened the way it does all the days of the year. So can you please fucking relax? You're sitting in an office and you're like, oh yeah, you sort of frowned upon. Most of us hang around a 6 hat. That's what it's like working in production companies. No one goes home. It's like, oh yeah, we just work till the work's done. And I was like, right, bitch, well, my work was done at 2:30, so I'm going fucking home. Suck my dick, world. I don't even know where I was going with this point. Oh yeah, just to see the people in Belfast in the morning, just coming in. And like, I'm no fitness guru, but there was a woman in front of me in Nero, and she was like, can I get a fucking, what did she get? She was like, can I get a fucking caramel, what was it, like, for something caramel latte, and the girl goes, "Don't cream on it." "Yes, please," and chocolate. And she walked out with this thing that looked like a fucking foot-long McFlurry. And I was like, and it was 4 quid, and I was like, that's your fucking, you know, let me get up on the, you know, people are like, don't speak to me before coffee. I'm not a real human until I've had my coffee. That's not your coffee. That's some fat bitch going like, can I basically have what would be a novelty dessert for 4? For myself, please. Nothing gets my day going like 9,000 calories of fucking cream. I felt like going, don't eat that, you know? And I should have said drink, but you kind of have to eat that thing, you know what I mean? It was just so whizzed up and thick with fucking cream on the top. You're like, oh, stop. For sure, stop eating, doing that. Have a fucking Americano and, you know, waddle your way to work because you're busting for a shite. Which is normally the case, you know, you have one of them strong coffees early morning, you're like, god damn it, I'm about to shit. But I'll tell you what, it was a long wait between 7:30 and fucking 9. Luckily, bumped into girlfriend Maureen's friend, Anna, and she was act. And it was great, it was kind of one of those little magical moments in life where it was almost like, I was looking at everyone, and I was like, I'm quite grateful for the fact that I can sit and do a fucking podcast and then edit a stupid video and put that up and people go, oh, that's great. And then I go, no, what other stupid idea do I have? I might make a fucking hat. People chase me up for hats and, oh, do you want a gig here? Like, you know, it made me sort of grateful for that. And then I ran into her and she's like, oh yeah, this is my last day. in work? And I was like, yeah. She goes, yeah, I'm going to go like freelance now. And I was like, do you know what? Perfect. Perfect day for it. You know what I mean? Do your own thing. Don't fucking make money for other people if you can make it for yourself. Fair play to you. So there we go. It was just a, it was a magical moment. That's your lesson from today's General Banter podcast, guys, all right? If you're doing a job for somebody else that you enjoy, I mean, this is hard to explain because I know Maureen and this girl do makeup, so it's kind of like, you know, if you can break away and do it yourself, you know, don't be scared that like, oh, will there be enough? You know, sometimes there isn't enough work because you're not fully committed to it. You know, that's the thing. I know a lot of people who, not that there's a whole pile of comedy to be done in Northern Ireland, but the people who are, you know, free to do it whenever gig the most, and the people who work a lot, which is obviously you have to do in this day and age, you want to pay your fucking rent though, but yeah, the ones that are known to be almost full-time comedians definitely get the most gigs, because everyone else is like, oh, well, you know, I'm not really thinking about it, and then one day I have a shit day I'm working, I'm like, fuck, I must ask people, can I have some gigs, and they're like, yeah, you can have a gig in 3 months, and you know, you gotta be free to do the fucking work, same as like freelance stuff. You might leave your job and go, am I going to get enough work being a fucking whatever? You got to jump into the what's the analogy? You got to jump out of the fucking thing, then learn to fly type of thing. I don't know. I'm trying to say smart things. You know, who am I? Gary V. You know?
You got 7 million.
He's an annoying wee cunt anyway. Or that other fucking Tony Robbins guy. You fucking... I love million. I mean, obviously you want the guy that's giving you information to be successful, but it's a bit like, you know, live your dreams. Da da da. Do you have a spouse who's holding you back? Murder them. Fucking murder them. And you're like, yeah, we seen on your video earlier, mate, when you got up and did yoga on your fucking island and then decided to go to work. Will you tell other people how to be better? So anyway, getting back to this Nero thing. Sat there for an hour. Spoke to Anna for a minute, then I had to go around to Jessup's to buy a fucking goddamn lens, and I went around there when the shop, I was one of those assholes, you know what, like I worked in Curry's when I was younger, and you would get these people at 9 in the morning like, hiya, I need to buy, and you're like, go home. But then you realise you get a bit older, you know, I was probably about 21 or something when I worked there. But you get a bit older and you're like, oh yeah, well, some people just need things first thing in the morning because, you know, whatever. And I knew rightly all the other camera shops in Belfast didn't really sell, like, the Panasonic lenses. So I went to Jessup's, which smelled like sick. And the guy's like, apologies for that. We think there's something dead in our fucking, in our aircon. And I was like, you think? Dead? I mean, if it's, are you sure a fucking homeless person didn't get in there and fucking shit himself, vomit? And then the thing sort of heated up and he started to cook. Shout out to homeless people. But, so yeah, I go, who the fuck is that? So I go in and I need to buy a lens basically. And the guy's like, oh, we've got this lens and I've got a 25mm. It's a prime lens and all this shit. And I was like, yeah, it looks good and everything. But I'm just like, have you nothing wider? And we sat and debated over these fucking Panasonic lenses for a while, where I was just like, I tell you this for free, I'm not paying more for the fucking lens than I paid for the camera. You can suck my dick. Oh, this one here is like $799, man. And you're like, oh, buying lenses is fun, but see when you have to buy them, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking kill myself. Do you know what I'm just realizing? No, I was trying to think whether I'd actually talked about this in the podcast. I haven't, because this was last Friday and the podcast was up Thursday. Oh, total fucking 3-day hangover thought there. So anyway, bought this. Oh, just before I was about to fucking leave and be like, right, fuck this. I'll just shoot at my phone, whatever I have to shoot today. And then he goes, oh yeah, by the way, the Olympus lenses fit your camera. And I was like, oh, right, okay. And he goes, here's a 9-18mm, wide as fuck, class. So I put that in, this exactly what I want, the wide, big fucking giant wide angles. Really, really good for vlogs and stuff, really good for filming. You know, I like things with big wide angles. You know, your fucking Wes Anderson type shots. you know, your Kubrick type shots, your fucking, do you ever watch that show Letterkenny? Big wide old shots, Napoleon Dynamite, that sort of shit. So I ended up getting that, and it was no cheap. Probably not the dearest lens in the world, but at 9 o'clock, when you're like, need it, you're like, oh, fucking just take the money, you cunt. And the guy's like, oh yeah, there's £75 cash back. All you have to do is send some nudes to Olympus and they'll fucking figure it out and send you back a cash card and all. And you're like, oh, cool. So that I have £70 off another fucking Olympus product. Chew my bangle, all right? Anyway, bought that, flew home to my dad's house, filmed a video where I pretend to wank. And legit, that was one of their ideas, one of the ideas of Boost. And it's so funny because that was one of their, they were like, oh, blah, blah, maybe, you know, we've got this campaign, release the boost or boost your life. Could we have a guy who looks like he's trying to like relieve himself? Like, and then we cut away and he's just trying to open a bottle of boost. And I was like, all right then. That was the one idea of theirs that I sort of used. And it actually turned out pretty funny. I mean, what I was going to do was, it seemed pretty fucking limited though to the time, which was, it looks like he's wanking. I say he, it's me, but it looks like I'm fucking wanking. And then you can vaguely hear like, and then what happens is it cuts and he goes, kss, and the boost goes all over the place. And the music drops and it's tennis and it goes like, 15, love, like that. Because, you know, obviously Wimbledon's on at the minute. And, but then I decided against that because I was like, I don't know when they're going to put this out. Do they put it out after the fucking Wimbledon's over? And I'm like, okay, nah, it just looks weird as shit. But anyway, it was fun to sit on my fucking sister's bed at home before she moved out and just pretend to knock one out and then spill boost all over a bed. It was great times. But it's weird. I was thinking about the tennis thing. Wimbledon was one of those things that's just on. And I'm like, all right, I had no fucking idea about that. I just remember when I was a kid, they used to be like, Wimbledon's on in 3 months. And you'd start to get like Robinson's juice with like tennis gear. And they're always trying to give shit away to make you fucking buy stuff. And that's just like, oh yeah, Wimbledon's been on for 2 weeks. The final's coming up. May as well tune in for the final. And you're like, all right, fuck that then. Just seems weird to me. But what other sport did we watch? We watched the fucking Lions match there at the weekend. I think it was Saturday morning. And that was a tensile game. Although it's weird to watch, rugby stresses me out. Like, I played a lot of rugby, but I was never a rugby fan. But when I watch it, I get fucking tense, you know what I mean? I'm just like, ugh. I don't know whether it's because maybe I'd like to play or something, but who fucking knows? So anyway, got that lens fixed, or got a new lens, shot the video, went back in to pick fucking Maureen up, and then we met up with Aaron McCann, who I then went to film with, and then later discovered that the fucking mic lead popped out while we were filming, so we lost a lot of sound. Great times! Oh, It was funny because we met Aaron in Belfast and went to this place called Bow. Shout out to them, you know, sponsor this podcast, give me free food because it's tasty. Yeah, it's one of those little fucking ricey bun things that they sort of toast and then fill it with meat and spicy shit and you get chips with it and it's lovely. But we went there and I had the little bao sandwich, B-A-O, and then it was basically little sort of benches attached to the wall and Maureen was sitting and I just was standing there with Aaron because I wasn't going to sit down and leave him standing there with his big giant head, eclipsing the fucking sun. So I stood up and then I was like, oh shit, this table's freed up over here. So I left my drink and my chips, which I haven't touched these chips, like a big Chinese carton of chips, left them over, went back to get something, come back, and they were in the bin. And I was like, mate, he fucked him in the bin. The guy that worked there, who was very dead on, by the way, but like, he just fucked in the bin. I was like, oh, mate. And do you know what? I was sort of like, no, I did pay for the chips, and he's fucked them in the bin here, along with like half a tin of Diet Coke or something. But I was like, do you know what? I don't really need the chips. Fair enough, you know, I'm trying to half look after myself right now. Which obviously went out the window with the last 3 days drinking, but I was like, yeah, I don't want to be the fat bastard that goes back up and like, you do have my chips. Can I have my chips, please? Give me a full portion of chips. And then he gives you chips, and you're like, yummy, thank you. And then sit and eat, you know, instead of having one portion of chips, you basically have like a portion and a third of the chips because you've already eaten your chips from beforehand. Like a fat wee bitch. So I just kind of let it slide. I was just like, do you know what? Fuck it. You know, I'm not going to starve to death. I will. I'll let that one slide. I don't need a full portion of chips, even though we did fuck them in the bin. Goddamn maniac. Yeah, then we came back, shot with iron, and it was fucked. It was totally fucked. But here's the thing: I had to go back to Oma over the weekend, Sunday, to shoot with iron. Got the whole way down there. I don't know what happened to the fucking fan in the car, but the little fuse basically popped, and there was no fucking fans in the car. So we're going around trying to film in the pissing rain with big steamy windows, and I couldn't fucking see a thing. Although it did make for a good vlog, if you want to check out the YouTube channel, there's a funny vlog, and there's also we did shoot a video in the car, like a DJ Belly's as a taxi driver type thing, which is how DJ Belly's started off, back in the old Giro d'Italia video I did with Dan Watson, who, by the way, his Twitter is Dan and Watson, if you want to give him a shout out, rather than ask me all the fucking questions of the day about him. Where's Thomas the Tanker Smythe? Ask him. Are you ever going to do a video with him again? Ask him. I'd do it. You know what I mean? But gone are the days of me chasing people up and suck my dick and balls. But I'm here. So went down there, shot with Aaron, and then someone who works in Bogan's Bar, which is kind of, I would say, the new home of comedy in Oma. It used to be Daly's, RIP, it shut down. And all the good nights are sort of all but history now. All but memories. But I feel like it's moved over a bit to Bogan's. I've had a couple of good gigs in Bogan's. I really enjoy playing there. More so than I ever enjoy playing Daly's, oddly enough. Although not so much, not a bigger presence of, what am I trying to say? Not as many appearances of Connor Key's Granny Sausage Rolls in Bogan's. I will say that. Because that used to be a Daly's staple and it was fucking ridiculous. I remember going down there one time and Connor Key's Granny made these sausage rolls. Like, see all that, oh, I bought a fucking 6-pack of Demi sausage rolls. You may as well eat just like folded up toilet paper. It's a pile of shit. Get someone's granny to make you like a big old rustic fucking sausage roll. Loads of meat in it, big fluffy crust, nice egg wash on the top and all. Fucking ridiculous. But Tom Binns was playing, who does a character called Ivan Brackenbury, and then he does another character who's like a medium, like a psychic medium type thing. And when we walked in, we were on the phone, and he was kind of like, hi, hi. He was on the phone with his agent or something. He was like, hi, hi. He was kind of half shaking her hand. He's like, hi, Scott. And then he talked, he goes, two seconds. And we were like, yeah, no, work away. And he's talking away, and he like ate the sausage roll, and his fucking eyes rolled back in his head. He was like, oh my God. And he was like mouthing to us like, that's amazing. Holy shit. I don't know who the fuck he was on the phone with, like, but yeah, so true. And then I went and did my set and came back, and he's like, honestly, I've had fucking 9 of these. He's like, he's like, I can't stop. They're fucking... No, they're not, you know, I'm not talking a full, like, 6-inch sausage roll. I'm talking, like, these are, like, bite-sized ones, but big, fluffy ones. Fucking outrageous. And I really went into depth there about sausage rolls when I can't even remember what the fuck I was talking about. Oh, yeah. So a guy that Aaron McCann knows works in Bogan's, and he's like, oh, you can use in here to film if you want to film anything. Which is obviously, like, you know, businesses do that. Like, I've had messages from fucking... someone at Skinworks, I didn't even get a name, like Belfast Skinworks, oh, come on in and shoot someday. And you're like, what do you mean? Like, just do a load of Snapchats and give you a load of fucking coverage, and then, what, that's it? Give me a fucking free tattoo, you know what I'm saying? We'll do a vlog in it. Jesus Christ, lads. Get with the program. I must get more tattoos, actually, because, yeah. I think I would like some more, but it's one of the things that you forget about it, you know? You go, I'd like some tattoos, and then you do a podcast and do fucking 9 loads of dishes, and then you're like, oh, I forgot about getting tattoos. But yeah, they were like, do you want to film in here? So, you know, I was with Aaron, I had the camera and all, and I was like, let's do a video podcast. And he's like, yeah, no problem. So we did that, and I'll upload that as soon as possible down here in the country with the old wind-up, dial-up fucking internet, which is a piece of shite. And then I think it was Sunday night, Maureen's very busy at the minute because it's like wedding season, so every cunt's getting married, so she's up doing makeups and whatever, or people are going to weddings and all, so she's just working flat out, like every day from early morning, and, you know, try to have her wee drinks or whatever, but There was one there. Was it the 10th? That Sunday. I got super trashed. Wait a minute. Let me get my fucking dates right here. It's a Thursday today. It's the 13th. 12th. Yeah, last night. 12th of night was my third night on the piss. So, whatever that first night was, Sunday night. Or Monday night. Nah, Sunday night. Just shit. Maybe it was Monday. I'm being a fucking senile cunt here. Just got super trashed and then just drank the early hours of the morning. You know, this is the problem with living out in the country. You're not in the town where you go to bars and you get fucked up and you fall asleep. You sit out because you're not disturbing anybody. No one's like, keep that fucking noise down. You sit up all night till it's fucking daylight. I've had two break of dawn nights in a row where I fucking seen like half four or five in the morning. Fucking nightmare. Just steaming. Next day, kind of did it all again. Next day I was like, well, I'm not drinking beer, but I'll drink the majority of a fucking, you know, liter of Jameson. My sister came down, her and her fiance, who don't drink, who are just like, you are mad bastards. And I'm like, yep, this is what happens with normal people. Not you fucking Presbyterian, let's have a fucking cup of tea, but not too many in case they get the palpitations. Boring. Mm. That coffee is cold. But yeah, it is annoying around the 12th, just when shit's closed. I mean, I don't know what you call it politically when you're like, let's all just carry on in society. Don't make a cunt of yourself. Don't make a nuisance of yourself where people will... Do you know what I mean? It's like, don't you stop making fires in the middle of a fucking housing estate where if it topples over, you burn people to death. Insane. You know? Why march down the road to celebrate something? Why not just book an event, book a big fucking field somewhere? I know a lot of those bands are like, oh, yo, there is the field where you all end up. Just be there, you know? Just have, like, Glastonbury Festival for prods, you know, and just sit there and fucking... I did a Snapchat the other day taking the piss out of that, but that is mainly the beat. It is just... You know, and there's people going, that's our culture, fuck you. And I mean, I grew up in that fucking, you know, every year they'd just be going past the house like, oh, here we go again. And all I associate it with is boredom. Can we go do something today? Nah, there's no point. Can't get anywhere. Mm-hmm. So, fuck all that. And fuck the gays too. You know, let's have a big parade and all. Nah, mate. Nah, do it in a field. Hire botanic gardens. You know? Any of you fucking cunts in this park wanna fucking finger me? Huh? Whatever happened to her, you know? She was a bit of a one-hit wonder, wasn't she? Here, while I have you, what about the new Queens of Stone Age song, you fucking maniacs? God damn it. This is not a radio show, but I really should be just dropping tunes in the middle like this. What about that riff? Jesus. Unreal. Sorry, I just laid eyes on that there. I thought I had to play it for you. So, let's really get into some questions here because I feel like that will guide us through the rest of the old thing. Have you been keeping up with the Mayweather-McGregor fucking setup, which is just, I'd say, embarrassing, you know? Let's listen to some of these highlights. Let's just get some fucking vibe in this.
Well, then, f*** that, Mike.
Oh, Connor, you fucking savage.
When I count to three, I want this entire arena to scream, F*** the Mayweathers. One, two, three, F*** the Mayweathers. 28 years.
You see, what's happened here is, because it's Showtime and it's not the UFC and it's a different fucking vibe, they've got him up, on stage one day, and they're like, oh, we're doing speeches today, and he's like, what? Oh, I didn't know we're doing speeches. And then he does a speech, and it's kind of alright, whatever. And then they're like, right, we're going to Toronto tomorrow, you're gonna have to do a speech at every place. So he's gonna go to the next place like, oh, I'm gonna fucking do my homework on this, and then turns up in Toronto with like he's doing a fucking, like he's Bernie Mac at a Def Jam comedy fucking thing.
I'm getting fight checks and promoter checks.
What the fucking pillars, mate?
When Floyd was 28, he was on Oscar De La Hoya's undercard. Toronto, what a f***ing city.
What a city. What a city.
He's like fucking, he's like Trump.
I was here three years ago. I was also on a world tour. I was also facing an unconquerable quest. I was facing the then pound for pound number one fighter on the planet, Jose Aldo.
Boo, fuck that guy.
They said the same things then as they're saying now. They said I had no chance. They said I'm in over my head.
This is dramatic as fuck.
They said he kicks too hard. Too many weapons. The Irishman's gonna fall short. He doesn't stand a hope. It took me 13 seconds.
Up a fucking penis!
His head is too small. One shot is all it takes me. Check the facts. I bounce shots off the head. I bounce heads off the canvas.
Oh, shit.
50 years of age. What are you doing with a school bag on stage? You can't even read.
This is hilarious.
One thing we do know.
Oh. Here we go. It's like a roast.
The fans can't fight for you.
Oh, fans can't fight for you.
Shut your mouth.
Nobody fuck it. I'll be honest. There's certain people in the world where, like, you know, if you're from Ireland, Belfast, if you got a real rough Dublin accent, if you're from Glasgow, if you're from, like, possibly Liverpool, or maybe, like, a Cockney, there's something about just those areas of the world where, you know, you can get American, like, yeah, man, shut the fuck up. But see, when someone from here, like, fuck up, you. There's just an extra level of, like, humiliation to it.
We're not talking about being at the top 1 year, 2 years, 1 years. They say I was too small into the mother bank. The fuck is that? Talking about how tough you is. Talking about you got pride in you. Talking about you are killers. Real killers don't quit. Real killers don't quit.
You've never even, you don't even know nothing about true fighting. You've never been in there. You're against little boxers of flav. You're against a different animal here, Floyd.
Oh, he's got the fucking tricolor. Here we go. He wraps it around him. Sorry, this has been dead air of me just listening to this. Oh, McGregor gets up. He gets up. He takes Floyd's wee school bag. Floyd does walk around with like a Louis Vuitton school bag.
You do something with that flag, I'll f*** you up.
All right.
There's a better. That's it. That's it. There's about $5,000 in here.
So he's making fun of him for having only about $5,000 in a fucking school
just
bag.
Just now you do something with that flag, you ain't getting this bag or this money back, and I'm gonna f*** you up on this stage.
Damn, son. The problem with this is, right, there's gonna be another two of these. So you've this, you know, you don't want to be McGregor burning the shit out, like, after two of them. He's got to sustain this, which I imagine he probably can, because he's such a wonderful shit talker. But it gets to the point where you're like, all right, lads, fucking shut up and fight, will you? And they're getting their pacing around each other on stage, like, you do fucking... But, I mean, that's the type of crazy shit, like, he picks up that tricolour. And then McGregor goes, you better do, if you're going to do something with that fucking flag, I'm going to fuck you up. And that's when just all the fucking Irish fans are like, oh, fucking kill every cunt. But it's kind of exciting. And part of me would love to just watch, would love to just see them crack and McGregor just take him down, elbow the cunt out of him and choke him. Because that's the argument back and forward. He's like, yeah, I'll fight him in a boxing fight and blah, blah. And then he's like, Mayweather had all these rules, like, oh, we're not allowed to fight in fucking all these gloves and we've got to fight 10 ounce and whatever. And then he get right down to his, they were like squaring up to each other. And he's like, I'll fight you with fucking 4 ounce gloves and all. John Kavanagh tweeted, like, 4-ounce gloves it is then or something. And you're like, you don't want that. You don't want that at all because you don't have the protection of a bigger glove. And also, McGregor's hitting you essentially with his fucking taped up bare fist. That's what a 4-ounce glove is, like a fucking, just a wee shitty glove for your hand. It's not a big fucking padded boxing glove, so there's no protection when you put your hands up, really. And he's got a smaller hand to sneak through your guard, like, so fuck me. That'd be amazing. I mean, this whole fight is just, can McGregor hit him? That's what this should be called. Mayweather McGregor, can he hit him? Because I feel like he's in trouble if he can. Because, you know, if you look at the fucking, if you look at the things, he does just corpse people with one fucking punch, like. Mm. Anyway, what a bunch of hype. You hyped about that? Let me get in this phone real quick and we'll get some questions. Carry us through this, motherfucker. Yeah, I think, by the way, speaking of the whole general clothing line, my aim is to get a new hat, a range of t-shirts, possibly like a dark one and a light one, and then a long sleeve t-shirt, because, oh fucking hell, I quite like them myself, you know, something that's like, it's not as full, the full thickness of a, of like a, what do you call that shit, like a sweatshirt, it's not the full thickness of that shit, it's kind of just thick t-shirt material. Where are these questions? Motherfucker. Right. Oh, these questions are terrible. So yeah, that's the aim. Long sleeve t-shirt, light dark t-shirt, hat to start with, you know, and then we'll move into like fucking... In fact, here's the thing. I had a bit of a conversation with my boy fucking Brian there, who's been to a few gigs and Lavery's and Enniskillen and whatnot. And he said about the hats, and I was like, just as a person who would watch my shit, do you think it's better to have, like, merchy merch, like, you know, Buy the Blender stuff and General Banter podcast stuff and whatever? And he goes, nah, have a brand because the creativity's there. And he goes, for example, like, if you want to branch out down the line, you can have the brand General Apparel jacket. He goes, you couldn't really have, like, a fucking General Banter podcast jacket. And I was like, you're so fucking right, man. You're so right. Podcast question. Who would you rather be gay with? Aaron McCann or Dave Elliott? I mean, Aaron does have that sweet booty on him, you know? And I'm an ass man. So maybe Aaron. But then, you know, I know for a fact Dave Elliott's a total dirty cunt. So, like, you know, he might be, you know, he might... It might be dirty enough to be like, you might actually enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? If he's giving you like full rusty trombone. Do you know what I mean? I feel like he would just be a bit of a, like a real dirty cunt about it. Whereas McCann would be like, you know, like, suck my dick, McCann. Although the size of McCann's head, if he sucked your dick, it'd be like putting a fucking, just like a Watsit. Stuffing it into a beanbag. I don't know. What a terrible analogy. Check out McGregor slabbering about Tupac's old house on Instagram. Okay, I don't even know if I can pull that up right now, James. Podcast question. Who is from Johan Mack? Sorry. You've been the most famous... Who have been the most famous people you've met since you got into comedy? Also, were any of them really weird, strange, into scat porn? I think I've been asked before, and... Who the famous people? I mean, nothing crazy. I mean, not the fucking, not the belittle anyone that I'm talking about. But you know, the likes of the fucking, I don't know who's the most famous person. I don't know. But the other day, there was an ad for KFC come on, and it was Christian Nairn who plays Hodor in fucking Game of Thrones. It's actually a really clever ad for KFC where everyone comes in, they're like, can I have chicken and fries, chicken and fries, chicken and fries? And then he's like, chicken with fries, chicken with fries, chicken with rice, chicken with rice, chicken with rice. And one guy's like, yeah mate, that's my order. And then it's an ad that they now do like a fucking rice box. I'm gonna sneeze. Lesbians. I have Tourette's when I sneeze, but yeah, it's quite a clever ad. And it was on the TV, and I just out loud, I went, oh yeah, me and fucking Shane Todd went for lunch with Hodor in a gay club. And everyone was like, what? But yeah, Shane would be fairly friendly with Christian Nairn. who is a big DJ when he's not Hodoring about. And he wanted to meet him to do like a little bit part in a thing for him. So he's like, oh, do you want to go do this thing? And I was like, sure. And then went and met him for lunch. I got like sweet chili chicken in Union Street Bar. And we talked shit for a minute. So there you go. There's a fun story that you sort of say thinking it's normal. And everyone's like, excuse me, man. I mean, you probably wouldn't fucking know me if I walked past him in the street right now. But chicken with rice. Where's these questions at? Famous people. I would say, I mean, if you're talking about globally famous, he definitely the most famous, I'd say. What else we got? Let me go to YouTube here. Oh my god, DGI Spark. Fuck me. Eel Soup, what's that? Have you ever watched Eel Soup? Tremendous video. Eel Soup. Reacting to Eel Soup video. Let me see. Is this something disgusting? It's got a lot of dislikes, so I'm probably gonna barf. Shock website. Hold on. What the fuck? What was that? What am I looking at here? Is this one of these, like... What am I looking at here? Alright, I'm going to have to Google this now because that looks like it's something gross, but what I'm watching is like someone videoing a video there, so I can't really see much. Is it like... Eel Soup video? Is it someone putting eels up their arsehole? Like, I'm guessing right now, but is that what it is? Watch Eel Soup, best shockers. Okay, here we go. I'm very delicate today because I drank a lot of beer yesterday, so this better not make me want to fucking Ralph. Here we go. Oh, it is. Is it eels up the asshole? Is that what we're getting here? Eels up my asshole. Okay, let me answer a few more questions. As a fellow thick cupboard, what's your favourite comeback to the typical fat shame? I don't really get fat shamed a lot to my face, oddly enough. You know, people are real hard on the old internet, but yeah, fuck it, who gives a shit? I mean, there's different types of fat. You can be like, you know, like a Mickey Bartlett fat, where it's like you've never lifted a fucking hand your whole life, and you've got that sort of beanbag body. Or you could be like maybe like a me or a Dave Elliott, where you're like, oh yeah, this guy definitely is probably strong and of a reasonable fitness level, but also eats like a professional rugby player, even though he's not a professional rugby player. So, you know, you got, what is this site? I've just, oh my god, I just fucking. I just looked at the side of this video, and it's like there's someone cutting something open. Iraqi decapitation. Nope, not gonna watch that. One lunatic, one ice pick, not gonna watch that. There's a man shitting. Nope, not gonna watch that. There's a guy stuffing something up the middle of his dick. No thanks. Three guys, one hammer. Is that a guy beating a guy to death? Not gonna watch that. Shotgun commercial. What? One lunatic, one ice pick. What the fuck is that? Two kids, one sandbox. No thanks. So let me watch. I don't want to make racial assumptions, but of course, Japanese. This is what. Oh man. So this woman has a funnel up her asshole. And then a bunch of eels are in a funnel going in her asshole. But here's what cracks me up about Japanese porn. You know, they're doing some of the most horrendous shit you've ever seen your whole fucking life, yet they still blur out their fanny. Because it's obscene. You're like, you're blurring out a fanny that has eels going into it. Are you out of your fucking mind or what? There, she's got like the last one in there. Oh, I feel very sick right now. I mean, please definitely shit them out so that we can see you shit a pile of eels, but... Oh, the internet. What about the internet, guys, eh? Where would we be? So she's just sitting there, ass full of eels. And then she's licking her asshole right now, which is blurred. Like, it's still blurred. Oh my God. Shit the eels, please. Is she going to shit the eels? So she is kind of like, in a very animated fashion, just shitting eels out of her asshole. Mate. What is with Japanese people? Like, sort your fucking lives out. Oh, very bored today. You want to stick the eels up the anus? I am bored of... I'm bored of sex today. I don't want to have a hand job and a regular sex. Today I like to put a full bag of ears inside my asshole.
I just imagine Japanese guys' wives are like, I do not have a time for that.
You know, I do not have a time to put the. I will give you a hand job in the car. And he's like, no, not good enough. We must have a live animal in my anus.
No, you will not have sex with me, then. We have to do it quickly. We will do quick sex. We don't have time. We have a dinner reservation.
What?
We have dinner reservation. I give you a quick blowjob in the car. Probably a Honda. And
he's like, no. It is not good enough. I'm so sick and tired of a blowjob. I must have... You're such a frigid. You're so frigid. You're so not supportive in a relationship. I ask for you one time, put octopus in my asshole. I want piranha bite my scrotum. And you want to just give me a regular blowjob? You're a piece of shit. Trisha.
What else have we got here? One man, one jar. I've seen that. That guy puts a jar up his fucking dot and it breaks. Cool, mate. I mean, these are all just like, these are Hall of Fame videos. Iraqi decapitation. Like, why? Who's got one man, one ice pick, right? Am I definitely going to Ralph when I watch this here? One lunatic, one ice pick. I always find, like, if I'm going to watch one of these videos, it's always best to have, like, the sound down for some reason. Don't make me... Oh, wait a minute. I don't even want to watch this. This is one of these things, like... There's, like, a delay when you click it, so you're like, what the fuck am I... Wait a minute. One lunatic, one ice pick. The protagonist in this video, 32-year-old Canadian, who killed and dismembered his boyfriend with an ice pick after he ended the relationship. Afterwards, he begins to eat the body and even has sex with it. The entire ordeal was then uploaded to a forum called One Lunatic, One Ice Pick. After Lucas sent body parts to public school in Vancouver and an office of a Canadian political party. I mean, imagine this was the description of something on Netflix. He was subject to an international manhunt days later, being arrested in Berlin. After reading... What's this? One Lunatic, Two Kittens. You see... What is with this shit? Like, it's like fucking... I'm not even going to click that. Fuck it. Do you know what? That is not what this podcast is about, guys. It's not about me watching people get murdered. This is supposed to be about good vibes. Right. Fuck me. What's your favourite animal? Well, probably dogs, obviously, but I'm a big fan of apes in general. I like an ape. How did you come up with the Petty Youth video? That's from Glenn Torren, 16. How'd I come up with it? I don't know. I just always thought it would be a funny idea to have like a secret fucking club. Like a secret fight club but for some reason they dressed up and like... Initially it was just like they cross-dressed and fought each other. But then I was like, it'd be funny if they just dressed up as old ladies and beat the fuck out of each other. YouTube Billy Lewis Poofinger. I did, mate. It was on last week's podcast at the end. Are you in... Aaron McCann still seeing who can lose the most weight? Absolutely not. But I really should try and drop a stone before I go to Vietnam. Would you rather buck a mermaid with fish's upper body and not human legs or a fish's tail? from Ethan J. Martin. Definitely, I mean, this is like the what's his name? What do you call that cunt? Ricky Gervais did a bit about that. Yeah, it's obviously the you want the it just to have the woman's upper body, because then you got the tits and the mouth in play. You know, hand jobs. All you've got when you got the bottom is you're gonna bang this thing, but you're gonna be looking at a giant fish. So nah. And you know what? You don't really need the human's legs. You, if you want, you could fuck a dolphin, like, you know, it still has a hole. It has plenty of fucking holes, actually, but... Would you rather McGregor fight Mayweather or Tyrone Woodley? Probably Mayweather, actually. But I would definitely watch the Woodley fight, also. Where can we see some General Banter gear? It'll be out soon enough. I also have a bit of an issue with PayPal on my site linkage, so I need to sort that out. Have you ever played GAA? No name on that. I have not. My school did not play it at all, as it was Ballyclare High, and it was pretty much rugby or go fuck yourself. So, no, I never did. I never did. And I don't know. It's cool. Like, I mean, hurling is madness. I feel like GAA needs to be, like, professionalized, and probably people will be like, nah, that'll ruin it. No, but nah, it needs to, you need to have, you know, do whatever they did to, like, the Belfast Giants, you know? Make it a fucking spectacle. Make people want to go watch, like, Gaelic sports. Because you see those things in the fucking, the news and all, and they're like, such and such defeated such and such today at blah blah park. And then it shows you it, and it's like, you know, fucking 12 people at it. You feel like, what the fuck? What do you see your brand being similar to, i.e. Carhartt? And that is no name on that either. Yeah, Carhartt would be one of them. What other brands do I kind of like? I mean, you could say the likes of Supreme and fucking Palace and all that shit, but I actually don't even, I mean, it's a clever way to market your stuff, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, people get super carried away, and they fucking go in there and they kill each other to buy a fucking t-shirt that's shite, essentially, you know what I mean? Just a plain fucking t-shirt. So I think I like things like Carhartt and Ruka, and there's a bunch of shit where I do like their brands. Carhartt's a good one. What do you see? Yeah. Are you one of the Devlins? What the fuck does that mean? Bum 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 bum. Where are we here with the old? Do you watch Love Island? I have watched one episode of it. Okay, which against my will the other week, so I watched it. Like I suspected, pile of shit. Like, just fucking ride each other. I don't want to have to see you be like, oh, fuck, I like her, and we like each other, and blah, blah, blah. Nah, mate. Just dick each other right there. And you're just like, what sort of fucking vapid just vessels go on this shit? And then they're like, oh yeah, she was on another reality show too. And you're like, well, obviously just a bunch of fucking fame hunger. I mean, it's not even fame. It's just that, like, I don't even know what fame is these days, like, but it's just like, I just want to be able to do fucking nightclub tours and be paid to turn up somewhere and then fuck some local slags who are like, oh my God, he's been on the TV. Let me peel my flaps open for this guy. That was disgusting. Let's hit the Twitter questions. A lot of questions. Let's just walk through this, guys. Let's take our time. Let's enjoy ourselves. You know, got some good questions here. Wait. Let me see. Oh, yeah. The Fellowship boys got in touch with me. They wanted to do another podcast, so... I'll set up a date for that. We'll do an old swap cast. Can I buy a hat before you give them away? Says Aaron Lynch. I need to think about it. I don't know what to do with the ones I have. Whether just to give them a fucking mates, and we put out the new hat. It'll be the same cut of hat, which is a pitcher cap with a big curved band on the top. They're pretty sweet. It'll be a variation on that design. Where do these questions start? They'll be giving them away. I'll buy a general hat. I'll probably do like a giveaway, and then I'll do a competition or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm confused. Krista Berg said, "Don't pay the ferryman." now Nickelback sing "Have a Coin for the Ferryman"? Is that the result of Brexit? Listen, Darren Seaton, aka Seatsy, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. And this, I do not listen to Christa Berg, nor do I listen to Nickelback. Look at this graph. That's one of the funniest videos I've ever seen, by the way. Look at this. If stand-up was a game, what would the cheat codes be? I don't know. Literally just intelligence and self-awareness. There's a lot of fucking lunatics out there like, oh yeah, mate. Who was it said to me the other day? I've been gigging for 5 years, done about 3 gigs. And they're like, no, you haven't, mate. You've done 3 gigs. You haven't been gigging for 5 years. You know? You know what I'm saying? What would the cheat codes be? Literally just perseverance. I don't know what the codes are, but fuck me. Just write new shit all the time and keep going. And just focus on being funny. Don't be like, oh, how do I get onto this shit? If you're funny, the doors will open for you. Jerome saying. Do you reckon bonfires on the 12th are like beacons in Lord of the Rings? Dunbeg calls for aid. Carrick Fergus will answer. And that's from Stephen Locke. Something. Yeah, I don't know what the fucking crack is. It's just insanity. I mean, I saw some village put something up and they had a wee cage for like willow wood. And they're like, this is how you do a proper bonfire. Not a fucking... I mean, if you were really smart, like I used to fix pallets as an underage job when I was younger. And there's money in it, like, so the fact that you burn fucking probably a few £1,000 worth of pallets, you know, you could sell it, buy everyone on your fucking estate some ease and have a great time. I'm appalled by your attitude to those with broccoli intolerance. This woman was hospitalised after just one broccoli. And then this is Stephen, or Ryan Whiteside, sorry, and he screenshotted two bits from Dark Place where the girl is half a broccoli. Arguably one of the best fucking comedy things ever made. Garth Marenghi's Dark Place is a fucking masterpiece. Do you know how skilled you have to be to do something that badly? Jews, what's the real story? Fuck me, I don't know, mate. Listening to your old Stephen Rogers, aka Steve Nice. That's who I'm sending. I'll send him a hat, fucking hat. Get in touch, bro, with your goddamn... What's the word? Address. Listening to your old podcast from 2013, did anything ever happen with the mud, the blood, and the beer? Which, the way you've said it there, is the correct phrase, which is from the song. Barney and Sue, isn't it? Mud, the blood, and the beer. But I fucked it up and called it the blood, the mud, and the beer, which I actually think has a better ring to it. So if I ever made it, I would call it the blood, the mud, and the beer. Again, it's just one of those fucking life things where it's like, yeah, that would be, you know, if Netflix came to me and they're like, Colin, do you want to do a series? I'd be like, yep, it's as good as made. It's called the Blood, the Mud, and the Beer. And it's about lads moving from the city into the country to try and sort of set up a life for themselves in a free house that they inherited. And it's ready to go. It's fucking ready to go. Don't know what form to put it out in. Do you do a show? You know what I mean? Do you do like a fucking TV show? Do you make a movie? Do you make a pilot for something? I don't know. But they never make it here because BBC and I don't actually make good TV. They make some decent documentaries, but they were probably made outside of the BBC for the BBC. But it is a fucking shame. I mean, why not take people with followings in that country and make fucking TV with them? Is that not a fucking no-brainer? Oh yeah, you got no brain over at the BBC? Fucking losers. Suck my dick. This woman has her tits out and has fidget spinners on her tits. Hi everyone, I've been working on something that absolutely no one asked for. Got her tits spinning around. I mean, she's got sort of very inoffensive little women's breasts. You know, you couldn't do it on a big old set of sloppers. Interesting. Whatever. Steve Rogers, listen to your old podcast. No, did anything ever happen with it? No, but you've put a fire under my arse, blood, mud, and beer. Might do a pilot. I'll get in touch with Mickey and be like, let's do a fucking pilot, you wee
queer. Also, did you say queer? I did. Does queer not mean like you don't know what you are? Well then, I don't know what that means, so let's carry on. Sounds funny. Also, I listen to podcasts for about 6 hours a day. Do you think this will affect my mental state? Probably. Probably. You'll probably start talking like me and weird shit. Do you hear that crack there? That was my neck, so enjoy that. Should we team up again? Fellowship podcast? Yeah, let's do it. Bang, bang, bang. Let's move up. Just got tickets for the Ulster Hall gig. Any other news about it? Warm-up act. Also, thoughts on Orange Men marching in Donegal with Arlene? Fuck me. Yeah, they always seem to do it in places where you're like, mate, could you, why, you know, why you gotta go to real asshole places where you're gonna get in a fucking rye? You know? Good man for getting tickets for the Ulster Hall gig. This is the time to get them. Get a ticket for the Ulster Hall gig, guys, because the way people buy tickets these days is it all ramps up last minute and then they're fucking gone. So get them now, you know? Warm-up act. Yeah, I've got a warm-up act. Support act, I believe they call it. So, yeah, and then I'm going to give some more thought to how I would like the show to be. And that's it. When I know about it, you'll know about it. How am I getting a General Banter hat? And that's from Adam McAvoy. Yep, we'll get them done soon. Small batch, keep your fucking eyes and tits peeled. How many animals do you think farmers jacked off before realising only some of them could be milked? And that's from Alan. I don't know, mate. You know? Jesus Christ. What's this here? No better way to start the day. Tracy Geddes? What the fuck is this? Anyhow. Have to admit, I'm proper looking forward to the next Fellowship podcast with Colin Geddes, two of Northern Ireland's best podcasters. The Fellowship ones are me. And that's from Big Rob. Oh, thanks, Big Rob. Bye. There's Maureen away to get her fucking nails done. Bye. Yeah, take my car, sure. Probably got petrol in it. Goddamn bitch. Okay. Unreal. Alistair Adams, heard you talk about anxiety/panic attacks. Ever thought about seeing someone? Everyone I know who went said they wish they did it earlier. Who do you see? You know, that's the genuine question. I mean, I have a weird thing with like stress or anxiety where it's like I sort of have a handle on it now. Where instead of just being like, why can't I sleep? Why do I feel like shit? Now I'm like, you know, if I'm gonna do something that I know is a bit stressful, you know, be prepared. A lot of my stress comes from just not being organized because I'm a scatty bastard. You know, it's like, you'll do this, you know, get a workout in, be loose, stretch your body, you know, try and not eat like a fucking psychopath. Drink is a nightmare. You know, I've been drinking for 3 days with no anxiety, oddly enough. You know, sometimes it makes you anxious, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, I've been outside a lot, doing a lot of fucking housework, you know, got new windows delivered, helping put them in. You know, you can stay busy, but it's weird. It's weird. There's things like, you know, if I go to do a stand-up gig and I didn't really have time that day to write new material, then I have to sort of squirt the material out last minute and I feel unprepared. That's my fault. That's my fault putting myself in a situation where I'm stressed instead of being like, oh, just allow yourself time to write new material and be prepared. God damn. But yeah, I don't know if you want to fucking, who do you see? What do? You go into a doctor and be like, I'm stressed. My experience my whole life is, right, and this is, I'm not whinging, but this is kind of the way it is. You don't get sympathy when you're like a big fucking lad who goes in for stuff. And I don't mean like mental health issues or anything. I mean like, I've went into hospitals having destroyed my knee, like playing rugby, and just blasted it out. Even now, it's like probably bone on bone fucking cartilage problems. But I've been to hospital and people are, you know, can you move your leg? Yeah. Is it sore? Sore as fuck. Can you bend it right up? Yeah, I can bend it right up. And then they're like, okay, here's some fucking, like, exercises you can do. And you're like, mate, do you want me to cry or something? Like, do you want me to come in here and be like, my leg is absolutely destroyed, and then you fucking take pity on me? Is that what I have to fucking do? But a lot of the time it's like, is it sore? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, all right. Well, fucking. Like, I remember being involved in a car crash when I was younger, and about 19 or 20. I have a big scar on the top of my head. And at the time, I shaved my head because the crash, like, ripped a lot of it out. And I just remember that, you know, you had to go to court, and it was fairly nasty procedure, like, but the guy was like, oh, yeah, do you know if you were a girl, you would get, like, an absolute fortune and a claim? But because you're a fella, and people are like, nah, you're reasonably tall, no one's going to see the top of your head, just fucking deal with it. Which is weird, isn't it? Happens with knee injuries and stuff. You go in, they're like, you know, went in with a broken finger, right? After doing jiu-jitsu. And, yeah, they're like, yeah, you broke your finger. And the other girl was like, you've an avulsion, like you've torn the ligament off your fucking finger. So my, like, ring finger on my right hand just jiggles side to side. There's no support whatsoever. But again, you go in there and they're like, can you make a fist? And you're like, yep. And they're like, right, okay. And you're like, yeah, it's not attached. You know what I mean? Every time I fucking, there's obviously something on the other side pulling it down, but if I catch it on something, there's no resistance sideways, and I'm like, oh fuck, I think I could just pull my finger out of it. No one gives you fucking sympathy. And I'm pretty sure if you were to go into a doctor, you know, I've went in with like a throat strain injury like a while ago, where I literally just shouted so much that my throat was like crunching when I swallowed, and the guy just went, yeah, I've strained it, look at my tonsils, yeah, it's fine, whatever. Like, the NHS is amazing, but it's very much like, you dying now? No? Man, fuck off. That's the kind of vibe. If I went down and was like, I'm really stressed and all, I would just go, right, here's some fucking pills. They'd never be like, right, well, what you need to do, mate, is actually fucking sleep like a human. You know? Try and get one dose of sleep. You know, work out and eat well. And then come back to me, tell me how shit you feel. But, you know, it's weird. Anxiety. What's good for it? CBD oil or some shit? Colin Geddes, if you could Irish dance. I haven't clicked on this link yet, but I'm going to guess it's a fat guy Irish dancing. Here we go. That is some mad shit, isn't it? It's impressive, but it's the maddest shit going. Only Irish people would... I feel like one guy started as a piss take, like, we're going to dance, boy, but don't be moving your fucking arms. Some of these girls are hot as fuck. Let me just skim along. Look at the moves. Dab, 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 dab. In fact, was Riverdance like the original kind of dab? They do a very dab-esque move. Look at the holes in some of these girls. They're probably like 13. Here we go. Do you know what's not a good look, right? When people wear a black jacket and a black shirt and then a coloured tie, like a red tie. Oh, was that me there? The bald guy? It's pretty fucking impressive, to be honest. Go ahead, mate. I was all up for slagging this off, and it's fucking class. Yes, mate. Yes, mate. Yes, mate. Yes, mate. Do you know what'd be deadly if someone could rap over that? It could be done. Yeah, there is a fairly big bald guy. This is fucking lethal. See, if I had a couple of pints in me, I'd be like, let us up. Jesus Christ. First of all, Lauren, yeah. What are you doing, sitting at home watching fucking Irish dance tributes? Probably, you're probably involved in it, and it's the Dance World Champions. Fusion Fighters. Go ahead, mate. Suits are terrible, dance moves are class. Here come all the chicks. I mean, see, to be honest, The rhythm is fucking incredible. See the way they just joined back in there? This is what happened. There's like a couple of dudes. That's five dudes. Whatever. Then coming in at the sides. Here's about 30 more people. And then just... And then they all join in one go. That's fucking class. And then they all go backstage and take off them fucking shoes and just pints of blood fall out of their feet. Go dance there, boy. Let me just empty the fucking clots out of my feet. That was very impressive, Lauren. Cheers for saying that. I actually appreciated that. That's class. Ooh, I see a US chat show has taken yours and Aaron's vlog about saying all the words for drunk with Dornan. Get your own ideas. As discussed previously. Meanwhile in Ireland, official. That was actually, that was Dornan. That was on Jimmy Fallon or something. Our video came out after that. But, no, that's a lie. We'd come up with the idea, and then I looked it up to see if it already existed, and it was on fucking Jimmy Fallon or something. And I was like, do you know what? They're going to have to do a real clean version for TV. So I was like, let's do like a real fucking dirty version of it. So it's more or less the same idea, but we stole it. So suck my dick and balls. Eel soup, guys. Eels in your asshole. 1:15, right? Let's get a wriggle on, guys. So the Drew's on. Yeah, don't worry about that, mate. We stole the idea. What's the story with the bonus podcast? It'll go up today along with this one. It's short. It's actually probably not that fucking great. But anyway, quick questions from Facebook and then we'll get the fuck out of here. What's your biggest pet hate? Indecision. Delay. Like faffing about fucks me off so much. When it comes to other people, I'll procrastinate and fuck about all day. Like, but what's my biggest pet hate? Just thickness. Just illogical shite. I've said this before, but just when people fucking... You know, I was talking last week about getting on the plane, and I was like, definitely put them on in some sort of vague order of seat number, you fucking dildos. Instead of just having this mad rush. And the girl at the front, of course, has fucking 6 kids with her and a fucking pram. Like, respect for doing that by yourself, but, you know, maybe someone with a fucking half a brain would be like, do you wanna just maybe you get on first? Get settled with the kids and then we let these people on in order. Instead of these speedy boarders who wait the same length of time as you do, but then get on like a minute before. Shit show! I don't like illogical shite. And just knob heads, you know what I mean? Have a gander on YouTube of a guy called Chopper. He's a comedian from Australia. Some funny stuff. And that's from Marty Goodall. I'll tell you what that is, bro. That's a guy who presents a TV show doing an impression of Mark Chopper Reed. He's not even. He's doing an impression of Eric Bana, who was in the film Chopper, about Mark Chopper Reed. So he's doing a very exaggerated, fucking in the bloody, fucking blah, you know. He's doing that impression of the real guy. But it is kind of funny, like, yeah. But Chopper's one of my favourite films ever, so how about that? Which my dad told me about, you know. My dad was like, I was up fucking block the other night and fucking... just watched this movie called Chopper. It's really good. And then I watched it and I was like, I love this. And Eric Bana is a motherfucker. Such a good actor, like. And does a great impression in that. Can curbs be painted funny colours in other countries? Or is it just here? Do we have special kind of curbs or what? Stuart Anderson. Yeah, they tend to want to paint them to be like, is this where all the Protestants live? Is this where all the Catholics live? I have nothing against painting curbs. They should paint them all fucking year. You know, have nice curbs. I mean, there's other cities have really nice, cool shit. And over here, it's like, oh no, we paint these curbs because if you're not the right religion... if you're not the right branch of the same religion, cunt holes, you know, we beat you up or whatever based on whatever Scottish football team you support. What a fucking country full of fucking dunces, like. Sort your fucking life out.
bring people in, you know what I mean? Don't be racist. Have a bit of cross fuckery. You know, let's get some sexy brown people up in here. You know?
All these fucking foreigners coming over here and I'm sitting here with fucking jamba on crust down my fucking gunt flaps here. You disgust me. I shouldn't have to sit at home here fucking unemployed smoking fucking Regal out the window and see yous fucking cunts out there working earning money when I'm sitting here getting fucking loads dumped in me by fucking smickers round the fucking corner who fucking... I give him two figs and he dropped one on my fucking ovaries.
That's not even medically correct, but it makes me fucking angry. What a shithole, like, just a fucking shithole. Is that match, did that match happen between Celtic and Linfield or something? Like, I actually think what they should have done was be like, nah, let's be fucking, let's be like the cute Northern Ireland that everyone sees. Oh, are we country? Why didn't they go like, we see the humour in this and we want to be like, just let it happen. Let's go watch the match. Be fucking half well behaved for a change. And just be like, see, we can be trusted. We've moved on. But you can't because there's just fucking losers about, like. Losers. These fucking ones here stealing our jobs. No, yeah, bitch, you're homeless. And these are two 15-year-old black girls from here. The girl was like, I was born here. Full Belfast accent. Shithole, fucking shithole. But again, some nice people, you know what I mean? There are some talented, fucking forward-thinking, nice people doing good shit. Sort it out, guys, you know? Open the fucking... You know, let's all just get gay married and let fucking... do you know what? See, when it comes to those, like, you know, everyone's going mad for same-sex marriage. Here's what you should do. Like, if I was in charge, you would literally just be like, yeah, just sign that. Yeah, obviously you're allowed to get married now if you're the same sex, because it doesn't matter. It's like, marriage isn't even a fucking real thing. It's mental. It's literally a legal contract. That's all it is. It actually doesn't mean anything for your fucking real. Yeah, go ahead. And just be like, guys, don't even celebrate that, okay? Carry on, like, you know what I mean? It's the norm. It's normal, okay? You don't need to be all like, I'm proud to be gay, you know? Just be gay, you know what I mean? Just, you're gay, so carry on. You don't need to fucking, like, you know. There's loads of those people who are like, I'm just gay. What else do you do? Gay. I'm a big lesbian, don't even speak to men. Sort your fucking life out, you know what I mean? Just be gay. Just be a cool person who's gay. You don't need to be like, I'm just gay. I'm a gay activist, are you? Be a dead-on activist, how about that? I hate when people make a big fucking thing. I'm a victim, but don't act like a victim. Just go about. If you never heard that expression, it's easier to get fucking forgiveness than it is permission type it. Just carry on, like, you know what I mean? Do whatever you want. Don't kill anyone. Don't do anything fucking stupid. Just be like, oh yeah, it's illegal. Yeah, I do it anyway. So how about that? Whatever. Just go ahead and do it. There's literally nothing wrong with it. Don't act all fucking like, I'm special. No, you're not. You're gay. So. Get on with your lives. Will there be videos at the Ulster Hall or just stand-up? Paddy McDonald? Is that like... I was about to say, is that my Paddy McDonald? Will there be videos at the Ulster Hall gig or just stand-up? It'll probably just be stand-up because I don't know what their setup is like for multimedia. Ray McCrossin, this is one of my favourite under 10-second videos of all time. Sums up an entire marriage in such a short period of time. Poor Ron. We've got a lot of videos being sent over here. What's your favourite Irish name? Mine is Anya. Alright. I don't know what my favourite Irish name is. I mean, Maureen's name is Maureen. But, there's a lot of English people called Maureen. But she spells hers in Irish, so I don't fucking know. Dylan O'Neill, thoughts. What is this I'm clicking on? Deliso Shaponda page. Heading out on tour. Huh? Heading out on tour. My What the African Said tour. Oh. Arrives in Belfast Waterfront in 2018. Let's have some fun. Who the fuck is that? Deliso Shaponda? I don't know who the fuck that is, to be honest. Deliso Shaponda. Let me see if he's got stuff online. Britain's Got Talent. Oh, he was on Britain's Got Talent, was he? Oh, yeah. He's going to play the Waterfront. Good fucking luck, mate. Let's see what sort of fucking fire he's bringing. Delisa.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So my name is Deliso Chaponda. As he said, I am from Malawi. Yes, from Malawi. And I've been living in the UK now 7 years, and I still do not fit in. And England is legitimately a nation of complainers. Everybody hates their jobs. They hate their weather. Biggest complaint is financial crisis. Financial crisis. I'm from Africa. What are you talking about? How dare you overprivileged to call that a crisis? Where's UNICEF? Where is Bono? You can tell me it's a financial crisis when there are planes flying over London tossing fish and chips out the window.
Oh, shite! So, I'm black and here are some things that are black. Man, fuck up, man. You know what that is? That's a case of over here, you're exotic. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of comedians who I feel like, you know, they come from America and they gig around fucking the UK and everyone's like, aren't they charming and American? And then you compare them to American comedians in America and you're like, you know, I don't mean to shit on people, but like you see like a Reginald D. Hunter, he's like, I talk all funny. I'm kind of funny. I'm from America. And you're like, yeah, do you know who else is from America? Like Bill Burr and David Hale and fucking Louis C.K. People. Go right down the list, you know what I mean? All your fucking Seguras, Joe Rogans, Chris D'Elia's, they all shit on you from a fucking height. And you're like, but I'm strange over here. I come over here, I'm kind of strange. What's this fucking clip someone sent me here?
He tees off, Timmy Cahill sliding out back. I'll get fucked! Get absolutely fucked! He kicked a beauty! He coward punches the flagpole, because he's Australian and he's proud. And there's the coked up tourists who probably won't remember that goal. Ivory Coast need a goal now more than they need clean water and food. I'll get a new slap. Go, oh, you good cunt! Jovinio, you little good cunt! At the death! Fuck you, Muppets, he says. We're from Africa.
That's pretty funny. And then finally, Ron sneezes and scares a deer.
Nice, Ron.
I sneezed. Oh, I'm not allowed to sneeze.
That is the best fucking clip going there. What did Ray McCrossan say? Sums up a marriage in 10 seconds. That's kind of it. That's the end of the podcast, guys. I meant to end this about 15 minutes ago, but fuck it. I'll get the other podcast up at the same time, bitch! It's another half hour on top of this hour and a half that we have. Get tickets to my heart. Sorry, let me do this properly. This is a little ditty called Defend the Headquarters of Revolution. North Korean banger. I urge you to get them. I urge you to get a ticket to see my show General Banter live at the Ulster Hall. Let's fucking do it, guys, right? Do you know what I mean? Don't be like, oh, seen this cunt on fucking Live at the Apollo or Britain's Got Talent. Let me get a ticket. Fuck that guy in the asshole, all right? Come see your boy at the fucking Ulster Hall. Let's have a party. Tickets from the Ulster Hall website, obviously. Listen to this stone cold banger. If you translate that, he's like, I have people killed by dogs. My haircut is fucking shite. I'm a fat cunt. No one in my country can eat. Got a fucking nuclear warhead and no electricity. I eat dogs. Oh, Right, that's it. Fuck it. Follow me on Snapchat at Colin Geddes. Follow me on Instagram. All that shit, and I'll keep you posted. And today I'm going to work on some logos for General Apparel, and we can all walk around looking like a bunch of swag bastards. All right, see yous later. All right, respect.